2 years ago, the Colorado River's water use by Utah, six other states, and Mexico officially outstripped its total annual flow. Experts say the river is slowly drying up with a combination of overconsumption, drought, and climate change. Sal Rivera of the group Nuestro Rio says the Colorado has been used for centuries by Latinos for farming and recreation, but they can no longer assume it will be around forever.
And when they start learning that we have to be proactive to conserve and preserve it, I think they get on board and understand that overwhelmingly, this is something that people want to support.
Most of the Colorado River water is used for agriculture, but Rivera says home and business conservation measures are also important, from low-flow plumbing fixtures and shorter showers to swimming pool covers.
There's some old ideas that have been out there for a long time, but those things work. And if we can get more people to do those simple things, I think that there can be major progress made without having any significant impact on our quality of life.
Rivera says the Colorado River is crucial to the economies of the states that use it. It irrigates several million acres of cropland and provides drinking water for 30 million people. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Ryan Cunningham.